In just a minute, as you heard, President Bush says he's considering writing a book when he leaves office. So we'll ask our panelists to predict what will be the first line of President Bush's memoir. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the Wallace Foundation, whose Knowledge Center is where education leaders can go to learn about improving teaching and learning. Downloads at wallacefoundation.org. The John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age. And the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, making grants to solve social and environmental problems at home and around the world. On the web at hewlett.org. Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and Chicago Public Radio in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, executive producer. B.J. Lederman composed our theme. Our program is directed by Melody Kramer, who we welcome back. And produced by Mike Danforth and Emily Ecton, the senior producer of Wait, Don't Tell Me, is Rod Abid. Now, panel, what will be the first line in President Bush's future memoir? Paul Prevenza.
It was the best of times for me and my rich friends. It was the worst of times for everyone else.
Kerry O'Connor.
In an old house in Washington covered with vines lived nine little justices in two straight lines.
Mo Rocca.
Dick Cheney. Light of my life, fire of my loins.
Well, if President Bush authors any of those lines, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Carl Castle. Thanks also to Paul Prevenza, Kerry O'Connor, and Mo Rocca. Thanks to all of you for listening. I am Peter Sagal. We will see you next week. This is NPR, National Public Radio.